And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 27th of May, 2013. It's the birthday of the novelist Dashiell Hammett, born 1894 in St. Mary's County, Maryland. He got a job for the Pinkerton Agency as a detective in 1915, which provided material for his later novels. His first two, Red Harvest and The Dane Curse, written in a hard-boiled style, gritty, unsentimental, a little cynical. It was his third book that was a big hit, The Maltese Falcon, in 1930, in which he created the character of Sam Spade, a loner, both cynical and idealistic, who in turn was the inspiration for Raymond Chandler's private eye, Philip Marlowe. The Maltese Falcon made into a movie three times, the second one, 1941, directed by John Huston, starring Humphrey Bogart as Sam Spade. In 1931, Dashiell Hammett began a 30-year affair with the playwright Lillian Hellman, and it was their relationship that inspired the characters Nick and Nora Charles in his final novel, The Thin Man. There were six movies made about The Thin Man, starring William Powell, Myrna Loy, a heavy-drinking, wisecracking, crime-solving couple. The author Donald Westlake once said of The Thin Man, it was a sad, lonely, lost book that pretended to be cheerful and aware and full of good fellowship. And I hadn't known you could do that. Seemed to be telling this, but really telling that. Three-dimensional writing, like three-dimensional chess. And it's the birthday of John Cheever, the novelist, short story writer, born in Quincy, Massachusetts, 1912. Stories about middle-class Americans on the Upper East Side of New York City or in the Hudson Valley suburbs. John Cheever once wrote in his journal, "I have been a storyteller since the beginning of my life, rearranging facts in order to make them more significant. I have improvised a background for myself, genteel, traditional, and it is generally accepted." He wrote in his journal, "I seem, after half a lifetime, to have made no progress unless resignation is progress. There is the erotic hour of waking, which is like birth. There is the light or the rainfall, some ingenuous symbol by which one returns to the visible, perhaps the mature world. There is the euphoria, the sense that life is no more than it appears to be, light and water and trees and pleasant people that can be brought crashing down by a neck, a hand, an obscenity written on a toilet door." His novels included The Wapshot Chronicle, Bullet Park, and Falconer. Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic, Heights of Folly. O crows circling over my head and cawing, I admit to being at times suddenly and without the slightest warning exceedingly happy. On a morning otherwise sunless, strolling arm in arm past some gallows-shaped trees with my dear Helen, who is also a strange bird. A feeling of being summoned urgently, but by a most gracious invitation to breakfast on slices of watermelon in the company of naked gods and goddesses on a patch of last night's snow. Heights of Folly, a poem by Charles Simic from The Book of Gods and Devils, published by Harcourt Brace and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work. Keep in touch.